welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today we have a special guest on our podcast. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. I hope you're enjoying Bees in Wonderland.
So let's get into the podcast now. I'm going to be answering 5 questions that my special guests choose. Okay, your first question.
The queen's royal bees, what happened to them when the queen died?
Great question. So, if you didn't know, the queen actually has royal hives where Wow. she has her royal bees, and also a royal beekeeper. So when the queen dies, or the monarch at that time, they've actually been around since Queen Elizabeth I, and the royal beekeeper will go up to that beehive and inform them that the monarch has died, and in this case, King Charles will be now taking over. So that's the answer to your question there.
Wow, that's so cool.
Now your second question?
My second question is, how many eggs does a queen bee lay daily?
A queen bee can lay at most around 3,000 eggs per day.
Wow, that's so cool.
Okay, now your third question.
My third question. I'm interested in bees and being on Bees in Wonderland because when I see them flying around when I'm walking outside or anything, I think, wow, that's so cool. And then I've actually seen a bee. I don't know if you guys have seen a bee harvesting honey before in a flower. And then I was listening to Bees in Wonderland, and I was like, wow, that's so cool. So I can actually answer my questions on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. And what is your question?
My question is,
would you like to ask a question?
Yes. I was wondering how there is made honey.
That's a great question. So honey is made from bees who pollinate flowers. They go from flower to flower pollinating, but they're actually collecting nectar from the flowers, which then basically once they get back to their hive, they regurgitate the nectar, and then another bee will eat that nectar, and the process will continue around 100+ times, and that's how honey is made. So basically, it's just bee throw up.
Oh, I just remembered my question. My question was, do bees only pollinate flowers?
That's a great question. So bees also pollinate plants and vegetables and basically anything that is a living plant, bees will pollinate. And bees are extremely vital for the growth of fruits and vegetables and flowers and all those things like that. So yes, the answer is bees pollinate more than just flowers.
Wow, that's so cool. All those questions I've never known. Thank you so much. How did you get into bees?
That's a great question. So it started when I was in second grade, and we had a library in our classroom, and I noticed that there were books on bees, and I was previously interested in beekeeping before that. So I thought maybe I should just read a few of these books. It might be interesting to me. And I ended up reading around 5 of them. So I read every single book in that library about bees, and I just got into bees, and I started learning and researching more and more about bees, and eventually actually now got 3 hives in which I now beekeep and to this day. I started a podcast on bees because I just wanted to inform people on how bees should be protected, and I wanted to inform people on bees and how amazing they are.
Wow, that's cool. And what grade are you in today?
That cannot be answered for privacy reasons.
Okay.
You can just know that I'm not in second grade. And do you have any other question?
No, thank you.
Do you have any other question?
Well, you said that it would be throw up. Do they have to get sick to throw it up?
No, it's actually a natural instinct for them to make their own honey, which is their main food source, which they stock up all during the months till December in the winter time, like that, when everything is cold, and sometimes, depending on the region the bees are in, it might snow, or the conditions become harsher for bees, and all the plants die, and vegetables die, and fruits. So it's very hard for them to get any other food sources, so they just store it in the honeycombs.
Wow, it's so cool, but I also have one more question.
What is your question?
Do they have a special part in their body that helps them throw it up? Because I know that some animals have a part in their body where they eat rocks, and then it's called regurgitating it, I think. Do they have that part?
So, different types of birds can eat, clay.
The parrots. Yeah, the parrots.
The macaws.
Yeah, the macaws.
So, bees don't exactly have, it's just sort of something their bodies were made to do, kind of an instinct, something like that. It's a different feature that they have, and it's not really that they're throwing it up. I just use that to explain it a bit simpler, but stomach kind of digests it in a special way that it kind of changes it from liquid to a semi-solid. So that's kind of what they do. But they have to repeat that process multiple times, like sometimes thousands, but hundreds of times for it to become a semi-solid or honey.
That's so cool. Thank you so much for sharing all your facts to me about bees. That was so interesting. This is, well, maybe a one-in-a-lifetime chance. You're one of my favorite podcasters, so I'm very so grateful that I'm here, and thank you so much. I'll hope to be here in the future on Bees in Wonderland.
Yep, just remember to share the podcast, because once we get to 1,000 listeners and over 100 followers, then I can start to be bringing more guests and maybe be doing things live from the site of me beekeeping.
OMG, that's so cool. You could really start a career.
Thank you. And does my other special guest have any other questions?
No, thank you.
Okay, well, that will conclude our episode of Bees in Wonderland today.
I'm so happy that I was here learning with you today. Bye.
Thank you for coming. And thank you for listening to Bees in Wonderland. Goodbye.
I'll see you next time.